The Dow Jones Industrial Average continues its march towards a record 20,000 points. With a new year approaching and with the Electoral College voting today, a new president most likely taking office next month, what bearing does this have on our personal finances? Jill Schlesinger, business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money, joins us now. Hi, Jill.
Hello.
And first, people are tying, you're just like the stock market. You're just positive. And people are tying that to Donald Trump's pledge to spend a lot of money on infrastructure. And unlike President Obama in his last 4 years, he's going to have a Republican Congress, Trump is. So is that what's propelling investors?
I think there's three things propelling, and one is a negative, that the talk about starting a trade war has really been tamped down. So, of course, that was the big concern coming into the election, that this trade rhetoric would be a problematic part of the potential Trump presidency. Now we get into this phase where what is he really talking about? Infrastructure spending, and spending, whether it's by the federal government or a public-private partnership, it's still spending in the economy, so that should boost growth. But also tax reform. Remember, the tax reform that he's talking about definitely favors rich people. And when rich people save money on taxes, they tend to recycle those dollars into financial markets. So that combination, pushing all the assets higher.
Okay, so we have to get some advice from you. First of all, if you're on the sidelines watching the stock market but haven't been in, should you jump in now?
Well, here's the problem, right? You've made a terrible mistake. You tried to time the market, and it's impossible to time the market. So if you are committed to being in the market, what I would suggest is get a game plan together. And if you are really feeling like you have to get all your money to work, sure, you can do it all at once. I would suggest maybe do dollar cost average, a little bit of money every month. Get invested by, say, the next 6 to 12 months. That way you won't be hurt if you have a sudden drop. But if you're going to do that, pinky swear with yourself, ladies and gentlemen, you cannot go back and try to time the market again. You've got to stay with your game plan.
Yeah, what goes up must come down. Okay, you talked about tax reform. You say people should accelerate their itemized deductions. What does that mean and why?
Okay, about a third of taxpayers itemize. They tend to be folks who have mortgages. You get to deduct your mortgage interest. Well, part of this potential tax reform that President-elect Trump is talking about and Speaker Ryan has been touting for a long time would be to drop the tax brackets, but also limit the availability of using itemized deductions. So if you're the kind of person who itemizes, you might want to get those deductions this year before tax reform takes place, because your deductions will be more valuable today than they likely will be under a new tax regime.
Okay, well, same with charitable donations. We've spoken about that.
Yeah, absolutely. And by the way, the one thing that's really interesting about charitable that people just seem to blow off, I'm not sure why, is that we do have a market that's been on fire. If you've got assets in a taxable account, you can gift those highly appreciated assets to the charity of your choice. Charity doesn't care the price that you bought it at. You don't have to pay capital gains if you give that money away. So really look hard. If you have a taxable account and you've got stuff that's gone up a lot in value, a perfect asset to gift to a charity.
Well, and just a reminder again to fill that out, that Donald Trump has said that perhaps he will get rid of the charitable donation deduction. And so you want to keep an eye on that. Jill Schlesinger, business analyst with CBS News, host of Jill on Money. We'll link you to her year-end money advice at hereandnow.org. We're devouring it. Jill, thanks.
Take care.